This is the opening market report for Thursday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. Joined today by Eric Ralph of Comstock for our opening market discussion. Eric, what's happening with the trade in the grains?
Definitely a mixed bag here this morning following the USDA Ag Outlook Forum numbers that were released at 6 a.m. Central Time today. We're seeing corn down about a nickel across all the old crop contracts. December down 3.75. Beans, on the other hand, up 3 to 4 cents. Not a big move there. And wheat is down anywhere from 3 to 11 cents, depending on class and contract that you're looking at there, with SRW getting hit the most, as there is some pretty significant rainfall supposed to move through those areas. But the Ag Outlook Forum didn't provide anything that was too big of a shock for us as a firm. We were kind of expecting that we'd see 94 million acres of corn, 84 million acres of beans, a 180-plus yield, and we get 94 million acres of corn and a 181 yield. So a sharp increase in production is anticipated, at least from their standpoint. And I would say with price action what it is, the ratio of corn to beans makes sense.
So, Eric, with this news from the USDA Ag Outlook Forum, is this enough for traders to trade on, or will they still be waiting for a clear picture, maybe that March Planning Intentions report, to really make a move?
That's definitely the more important, but this does get traded, and you're seeing that reflected in the board today. I would expect that we're going to test some support in the corn. Most likely it should hold. We've already seen a nice little pullback here in a fairly short amount of time. I would think we'll uncover some technical buying as we get closer to those levels.
That was Eric Ralph with Comstock. We will have a check of the numbers next. Are you tired of sifting through a shoebox full of receipts? Sick of battling long spreadsheets and clunky software? Join thousands of American farmers and ranchers on Ambrook. Ambrook makes financial management easy. It automates your bookkeeping and helps you track your profits and losses by enterprise, location, and more. Quickly export your data for Schedule F, snap pictures of your receipts, and even mail checks and send invoices. It's time to wrangle your books. Visit ambrook.com/Iowa today for a 30-day free trial. That's ambrook.com/Iowa. March corn down 4.75 at 473.5. March soybeans up 1.5 at 10.26 even. March soybean meal up 40 cents at 293.80. March soybean oil up 5 cents at 45.02. Chicago wheat down 11.25 at 554.75. Minneapolis wheat down 4 cents at 595.5. Kansas City hard red wheat down 6.25 at 578.75. March oats down 7.75 at 354.5. On the Merck, April live cattle up 67 cents at 195.30. March feeder cattle up $1.20 at 275.57. April lean hogs down $1.15 at 87.15. April pork cutout up $1.87 at 97.97. Class 3 milk up 3 cents at 18.85. This has been a check of the opening markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.